Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of our International Divine Intervention Day programming. We're so glad that you're here and up early this morning to come before the presence of the Lord with your blessings and your thankfulness and your good-spirited attitude. Today on our program, we're going to go ahead and welcome you all this morning. Our welcome entails letting you know that today is our International Divine Intervention Day program and the purpose behind that. The purpose behind the International Divine Intervention Day program is the world is in a chaotic state. And if you want that to be confirmed, all you got to do is just turn on any type of news and you'll see that the world appears to be out of control. However, I can tell you this, that God is still the manager of the universe. He's the creator. He's the overseer of it all. And nothing happens unless he allows it to happen. And it just lets you know that we're living in perilous times. And so having said that, our International Divine Intervention Day program is all about asking God, pleading with him, petitioning him at his throne of grace, his throne of mercy, asking him to intervene into the affairs of man, asking him to intervene into the affairs of humanity and saying, Lord, we can't get it right. We can't get it right no matter how much we try. Our ancestors, Adam and Eve, they didn't get it right there in the garden with you. And so we're asking you, we're petitioning you, we're pleading with you, we're begging you, oh Lord, to come into our affairs. And Lord, do what you have to do that's necessary. Lord, we're grateful for you to have sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for us. But Lord, it seems like day to day, our crisis on earth gets worse. So that's what it's all about today, you all. It's in asking God to intervene, It's just like if a child in school has a problem with the teacher, the administration. Oftentimes we will tell our children, do not take matters into your own hands. If the teacher, you have a disagreement with the teacher, then just be respectful. And then you come home and you let us know what's going on as the parent, as your guardian, as your overseer. And we will intervene on your behalf. We will take the challenge that's necessary to the teacher, to the administration. And I can tell you this because I've been a teacher for 36 years in the past. And I'm telling you, when those parents intervene, as I've even told my own children, it makes a huge difference. So that's what we're doing on these intervention, International Divine Intervention Day program. And you can do that even every day. Ask God, whatever you're going through, whatever your situation is, whatever your circumstances, you want to ask God, God, please intervene. Please intervene. You know, some of this requires even fasting and praying, asking God to show your seriousness about your circumstances or your situation. So that's what this is all about. So this morning, after having said that, we're going to ask Pastor Rowe to give us our opening prayer this morning. Pastor Rowe, we're certainly grateful for that, and that will be followed by, we're going to ask Sister Miss Gail Holmes if she would give us our scripture reading and interpretation. Okay, Ms. Gill, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, all right.
Good morning,
everyone. Good morning. And so, Pastor Will, if you'll go ahead and graciously give us our opening prayer, that will be followed by the scripture reading and interpretation by Ms. Gail Holmes.
Okay, merciful eternal God, Father, we come to you this morning. We give you adoration and praise. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. And we come, Lord, confessing our shortcomings, that we things that we have not done that we should have done. We ask for forgiveness. And we thank you, Lord, for intervening for us over 2,000 years ago for our shortcomings, Lord. For you love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you said also in your word, you intervened and you gave us a way out. You said, Lord, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, Lord, that you would heal their land. So let us turn to you, turn from our wicked ways, Lord. We know that you will intervene in our affairs. If we confess our sins, you shortcomings, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And thank you so much for Dr. Walker, our leader, and the leaders of leaders that we have on the miracle prayer day. Bless us all and let us be a blessing to others. This prayer we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gail. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation, Jeremiah 42:3. It says, pray that the Lord your God will show us what to do and where to go. My interpretation on that is we have to really pay attention to what our spirit man is leading and guiding us so that we can hear from God. God is speaking all the time. The thing is, are we listening all the time in the direction that he is taking us? So we have to renew our mind so we can hear the word of God, speak to our spirit, and block out any distractions. And once we block those distractions out and focus upon what God is telling us, then we will be able to go where God wants us to go, do what he wants us to do, and direct our path. As he said, if we be willing and obedient, we have to be willing and obedient to follow the path that he has set before us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much for that, Ms. Gill, for that scripture reading and the interpretation thereof. This morning, if there's someone that's not scheduled to give a testimony this morning, and you have a very brief testimony, we're going to allow you to do that. If you have a brief testimony that something's happened this week that God has just turned things around for you, we're going to give you that opportunity to just give us maybe a two-minute brief testimony if you'd like to do so. If not, we'll continue with the program. Is there anyone that would that you're not scheduled? We have people who are giving testimonies. But if you're not scheduled, something that this week that God just magnified for you and blessed you when you didn't know how things were going to turn out. All right, perhaps there's no one. Then we'll go right on this morning. We're going to have our food for thought this morning by Sister Sparkles, Getting Inspiration from Others. Sister Sparkles, we certainly are glad that you're here with us, and we look forward to your food for thought this morning.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Walker, co-host, and listening audience. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Psalms 90:14 says, oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad in all of our days. Think about this, Saint. It's early in the morning, and we are asking God to satisfy us with mercy that we might rejoice in all of our days. What a beautiful word for us to meditate on this early Sabbath morning. Food for thought today, a reflection on life. Have you ever pondered about your life? Doing some self-reflection on choices that you have made in your life? Well, I know I have. I often think about it, and I ask the question, if I am being a good steward of the life God has given to me, or if I'm squandering it. I often read a poem that gently reminds me of how precious life is and reflect on whether my life is in alignment with these various poignant attributes shared in this poem. I would like to share in your hearing this poem written by Mother Teresa, titled Life. Life is an opportunity, benefit from it. Life is beauty, admire it. Life is a dream, realize it. Life is a challenge, meet it. Life is a duty, complete it. Life is a game, play it. Life is a promise, fulfill it. Life is sorrow, overcome it. Life is a song, sing it. Life is a struggle, accept it. Life is tragedy, confront it. Life is an adventure, dare it. Life is luck, make it. Life is too precious, do not destroy it. Life is life, fight for it. My brothers and sisters and listening audience, let us continue in 2024 to admire the amazing gift God has imparted to us. Let us embrace life, cherish life, learn from life, share life, as we align our lives with God's word and demonstrate these attributes Mother Teresa has beautifully penned in this poem. Make our lives be a beautiful reflection of God's love to the world. Continue blessings upon you all until we gather again. Blessings, Sister Sparkles.
All right, Sister Sparkles, we want to thank you for that. Your food for thoughts, and that's a very beautiful reading coming from Mother Teresa. Life is a song, sing it along those lines. And, you know, that's a very good way, I think, to live life and to embrace life. I think that's very beautiful. So thank you for taking time out to share that with us this morning. God bless you on that. All right, so we're going to continue with our programming. We're coming upon Sister Brignotta Joyful Day in just a moment, who's going to give us our focal point. And just before she comes on, I want to tell you about asking God to intervene. It's like having an intercessory prayer. So what happens is I've seen where certain illness have taken place, and I remember Sister Brignotta Bay telling me a story about prayer she had. And if she'd be kind enough to tell us about that again, because we do have different audiences that come from different times. And I think it's important that when we hear testimonies about how people have been blessed through their faith, the exercise of their faith. And she shared a story with us on one of our previous shows about how she prayed and she saw the change come, and the doctors were amazed at it. And so that's what we're talking about when we talk about God intervening with things. And so I can tell you personally also that from my experiences, when I've had an injury or something like that, and you pray and you exercise your faith, and you can also rebuke certain things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Just rebuke that. And you keep praying I'm giving a little kind of brief testimony here myself, and I just wanted to share this with some of you all because I noticed that a lot of people have sciatic nerve pain. That's where it's in your back or your side, and it radiates down your leg, and it just causes a total disruption of your life. Well, mine was in my back, radiating down my leg, and for 3 months, this pain did not go away. The doctors couldn't even understand it, and they wanted to do surgery on me. Well, I didn't want them cutting on me, and for 3 months, I kept going in, and I still had to work. So it would take me, I'd have to get up almost an extra hour early just to collect myself, to get dressed, and even to get downstairs, and it would take 10 minutes. Once I got downstairs and got to my car, it took about 10 minutes to get in the car with crutches, and I had no one to assist me at that time, and it was just horrible pain. And so after 3 months, and then it dawned on me that God is, you know, that we're healed through his stripes, through his blood. We're healed. By his stripes, we're healed. And I said, you know, God, I can't take this thing. I can't take it. So I began to pray in the shower every morning. And someone recommended to me to put some green alcohol and some Vicks on the area. And I did this year. I just prayed, and religiously and faithfully and believed in God. And within 3 days, if I'm not mistaken, 3 days, the pain began to subside, and I just kept rebuking it all throughout the day, even while I was at work. And this pain left me. That sciatic nerve is where you got your nerves pressing against, like it's like a pent nerve. Like a pin is pressing against your nerves. Something is pressing against your nerves, and it causes a major discomfort. And so as I prayed and rebuked that, I rebuked it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I just kept rebuking that. And it ultimately went away. It went away. And I'm so grateful to God. It's like even when I would get to work on days, there was a coach that was always waiting there, and he would come over and help me get out of the car without me even having to ask him. And I'm so grateful for him for that. So if you're having something, a crisis, this is what this program is all about, asking God to intervene, and you can rebuke things in his name. The word of God is still powerful, you all, very powerful, and you don't ever want to forget that. He is the overseer, the creator of everything, Even as we look out now in the darkness out there, as I look out the window, you know, shortly there will be that the actually, Earth has waken up to a brand new day, and then daylight will come as the sun begins to come out. So let's go ahead now with Sister Brignana Joyful Bay, and later if she wants to give that testimony that she talked about with a relative being sick in the hospital, we will gladly welcome that. But for now, she'll go ahead and give us her focal point, if it be God's will. Sister Brignana Joyful Bay, good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I will give that a brief testimony afterwards. I had to think for a little. Brad, you helped me with which one it was, because God is good. So, point is, if it be God's will, well, we have to first know his will. Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. Luke 22:39-45. And he came out and went, as was his habit, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he arrived at the place, he said to them, pray continuously that you may not fall into temptation. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup of divine wrath. I'm going to say that again. Father, if you are willing, remove this cup of divine wrath from me. Not my will, but always your will be done. Now an angel appeared to him from heaven, threatening him. And being in agony, deeply distressed and anguish, almost to the point of death, he prayed more intensely, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down on the ground. When he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow. Jesus said, because he knew the will of God for his life. So he said in John 6 and 38, he said, for I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. So the point is, it could be God's will. So that's what we have to search. Psalms 37 and 23 tells us, the steps of a good and righteous man is directed and established by the Lord, and he delights in his way and blesses his path. Matthew 6 and 33 also says, but first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and the character of God, and all these things will be given to you, not chase after material things. Seek the kingdom of God. If it be God's will, the Bible tells us. Now we're going to get some instructions on his will for us. And that is found in Matthew 22:36-40. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment Jesus is sharing with us, because he's coming now. He came now to do this. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. A lot of us forget about that second. All, and this is so critical here, 40, all the law and the prophets came on these two commandments. Two commandments, not 10, not over 600, two. If it be God's will, if that's what we want to do, we want to please God. I heard this pastor say years ago, he said, and when I heard it, I don't remember. He said, when prophets today, or remember who it was, he said, when prophets today tell you something about your situation, you will have already heard it from God. So I kind of remember that because it's kind of important. Just don't remember who it was. We all embody Christ. It really doesn't matter. So one day, I was at this church, and I had been here in Georgia for a little while, and I was seeking after God more. And I heard this pastor say, if you sit under this ministry, you will learn your purpose. I said, wow, I heard that already from the Holy Spirit. I knew then I was in the right place to get there, the word of God, to know him better for myself. Today, it's about having a relationship with God. Focusing on things and people, because God created us. He delights in his creation. I want us to stop focusing on people and just take things and do, because God created us. And if we love him, everything will be better for the people that you're trying to please. Focus on what God tells us to. Close your eyes. If everyone did, how can they focus on loving God and loving people? If everyone did that, how would the world be? Don't say they can't do it. No, nobody asked you what. No, just do His will, and that's to love Him, and then to love people. Because if you're loving God, you're gonna treat people better. And so, if you would close your eyes and think about that, everybody, love, just love, love, love. No problems for everybody loving each other. Everybody just loving each other. That would be like heaven on earth. Start your prayer and finish with what you are praying for regarding His will for you. Our Father, who is in heaven, keep it holy, your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done as it is on earth as it is in heaven. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, and thank you, faithful God, for having me. And I thought about, as I was giving that, and as Dr. Walker mentioned about relying on us, ourselves, and going to God direct for His prayers. And it lines up with the prayer that he's talking about that I prayed. My daughter, this was about maybe 10 years ago. She was a teenager, and she's about 37 now. And so I always had a problem with my daughter, like after Lisa. But nothing major, but that can be an issue. And so I learned about it. So I got married, and my daughter, she always was she's a little extra. And so one day, really complaining about her stomach. So at that time, her stepfather, he kind of thought she was faking. But, you know, as a mother, you know your children. And so she was saying, "Mom, I don't know what this is." She was in extreme pain. And it was obviously a system. Today, I don't exactly remember, but it was enough to move me to forget about taking her to the hospital. I called the ambulance because I was afraid for the pain that she was feeling. And so when we got there, they said that her white cells, I believe that's what it was, they was out of whack. And I believe it's the white cells that tell there's a disease coming about. And so it frightened me because I know when those cells are not right, I believe it's the white cells, that could be a possibility of cancer. But it's definitely an infection or something to take life. So now hear me. They didn't know exactly what it was, but they called the surgeon, and that's good because he had to be on standby. I don't exactly remember what they saw to know the type, but the feeling was her stomach. And I was afraid for my daughter at this point because they couldn't figure out what it was. And she had a fever, and it was just terrible. And it was devastating for me because they started talking about those cells were out of whack. And I know that can lead to a serious disease. So as Dr. Walker mentioned earlier, he prayed, and that's what we have to do, learn God's relationship with God for ourselves. Jesus came to give us a direct connection, so I knew that from my early, I think in 93, I was born again, and I learned about we go to God ourselves. Yes, there is power in the unity of us assembling in prayer, but we need to pray to God ourselves and touch and agree with the Holy Spirit. I learned that. He was in your prayer partner. The Spirit is your prayer partner. So I touched and agreed with the Holy Spirit. I didn't call my pastor. I didn't call anyone. No one even knew I was at the hospital other than my husband. And he didn't even come right away because he was in the shoot faking mode. And I don't, you know, he eventually showed up. But right then and there, I didn't know anybody. All I knew was there's a God that sent His Son, and He said, "By His stripes, you are healed." And I prayed that prayer. I touched and agreed, and this was my prayer because they said, "We don't know. We don't know what But Lord, take it away. Whatever it is, take it away. And by the end, we got there, it was early Saturday morning. Friday evening. I remember it was Friday evening. And by a late Sunday night, they came back in there because I had been by her side. I did not leave that hospital. They said, because they wanted to know, okay, how to proceed and everything. They said, Miss Day, we don't know what happened. We cannot figure it out because my prayer was, I don't need to know that. Just take it away, Lord. And they came back in. Oh, be careful what you pray for. They came back in there and they said the exact thing I'm praying for. They said, we do not know what happened or what it was, what it is right now. But all her cells, everything is back to normal. There's no problem. We don't understand it. I said, well, I do, because I know a God and his sister's son. I know a man named Jesus that came here, and he told me what to do, and I followed his direction, not people. You got to call, no, call God. And when I was like, Lord, you are really real, because it connected it to me. So I just praise and thank God for that prayer, and I remind her often today that God is there for her whenever she goes through her trial, that we have a direct link. So that was my prayer that day. And thank you, Dr. Walker, for remembering that. Thank you.
And thank you, Sister Beloved Joyful Babe, for bringing that testimony, because that testimony, as I remember it, it's a blessing, and I'm sure that hearing your testimony is a blessing to so many others. And oftentimes, I am grateful to hear when we have testimonies in church. And I remember when I was ministering, oftentimes I would, instead of having a sermon, it would always be like a little sermonette, maybe a 5 or 7 minute just sermonette. And instead, we'd have a microphone set up in the audience, and we'd have people come up and give testimonies. And then we'd have music, testimonies and music. That was the message for the hour, testimonies and music. And let me tell you, those testimonies would bring you to tears to see how God intervenes into the affairs of mankind, into humanity, into families, into homes. And it was certainly... those testimonies were actually the ministry. And so as people are blessed, and then you have the music, like the praise team, just singing these songs, and that to me was really church. Because sometimes it's not always about where the minister is, he or she is getting up to just preach the word, but it becomes an active engagement of the people who have something of substance to testify on how God has blessed them. So as Sister Bring Out a Joyful Bay has presented that this morning, I mean, it just blesses our hearts so much. And that's why we try to have testimonies on this program, because what God has done for one person, he can certainly do for another person, because he's not a respecter of persons. And I think that people need to hear the good news. I remember the story in the Bible about various people that God has blessed, and he commissioned this guy to tell him, go and tell no man, go and tell no one. And Jesus knew that when people get good news, they're going to tell everybody that they can, tell everybody that they can. And that man went out and he told as many people as he could when Jesus commissioned him not to tell anyone. And Jesus knew that he would. And so, you know, when you receive the good news, the blessings of God, don't hold it in. You know, tell someone, like even inviting them to some of these shows or inviting them to your church or just, you know, there's good news. like Sister's bringing out of Bay said that when she heard the words, it was confirmation that the Holy Spirit had given her already that if you listen to this here, the mission or the ministry, then you too will become close to God. And I'm paraphrasing, and you will learn about his love and so forth. And I just take that even further. And so what you want to do is just have that relationship with him. And, there's another friend of mine who also said that an elder came into the church when the doctors had given up on this patient. And that elder prayed for nearly an hour. And a transformation began to come right during that time. A transformation. They all witnessed a change. The person's face started to glow. It's like life, where death was imminent, life began to come back into that person. And that person was able to get up and be healed from that moment. So these things do happen. These things do happen. So, excuse me, there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing whatsoever too hard for God. We just want to do a little housekeeping right now. I need to know who's on this number. It's not coming up into the queue because we're looking at two different platforms. And this one is 774-766. Who do we have on that one?
Tracy, I'm a visitor.
Okay, you're just listening in. Okay, thank you for joining us this morning. We're glad to have you. All right, so, it's still time, you all, that you can call someone and invite them to our programming this morning, if you'd like to invite them to our programming. So at any point in time, if there's someone that has a really brief testimony that you're not assigned, we have several people who are scheduled. If you want to give a testimony about how God intervened and made a way out of no way for you this morning, we're going to give you that opportunity. Some of you all are already assigned, but if there's one person who would like to just say, well, God, you know what? I can't hold this in. This is such good news. I want to testify because I want to just, I'm itching. I got to get this out and let somebody know how good you've been to me. If there's a person, we offer this again, that's not already assigned to give a testimony. Anyone?
I have one.
Okay. And identify yourself again, please. Is that Miss Tracy?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Miss Tracy, go ahead.
I have suffered from gout. Gout, sodium and salt in the body. And it feels like walking on needles when you walk. And in this particular situation, this was like maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I was listening to a minister who was talking about communion and taking examining yourself. And so...
Could you turn the volume up on your phone a little bit, Miss Tracy? Could you turn the volume up on your phone a little bit, please?
So every morning, can you hear me better now?
Yes, thank you.
So every morning I would pray and take communion and ask God to just remove this pain because I need to walk. I couldn't. And I did it for maybe, I want to say a month, not even a month. And that was 3 years ago. And I don't have that gout anymore. So I praise God of what he does when we focus on him and give it to him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that with us, Sister Tracy. Thank you so very much. God bless you on that. All right. Also, if you all are not scheduled to be on program, if you'd be so kind to mute your phones because your background noise is coming into the studio. So if you'd be so kind to mute your phones, we would greatly, graciously appreciate that. All right. At this time, we're going to bring in Sister Port Rosette, Sister Rosette Campbell Lynch, a.k.a. Port Rosette, is going to share with us, be our first miracle prayer person this morning. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you to unmute your phones if they're muted. And if you have a special prayer request, we're going to ask that you give her that information. Give her your name, your request, or if you're interceding for someone, give her the name, give her your name and give her the name of the person that you're interceding for and the request that you're making, even if it's a silent or unspoken request. Good morning, Port Rosette.
Good morning, Dr. Walker, and all of everyone listening in Radio Land. It's so good to be here again. Yeah, so I want to say that I've been, you know, blessed so far by what everyone has been saying, and it's amazing how the spirit aligns. And I've been thinking, this is, you know, the theme, how to align my life in God's will. And I know that God's will is prosperous and healthy, not ill. Third John 2 states, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." So go ahead with your name and your prayer request.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Good morning. This is Sparkle. I would like to ask for a prayer for all of those that were affected by the bad storms and everything last week, for those that have lost their homes and everything due to the floods and all. So I want to ask a prayer for everyone that's been affected by that.
Okay, so I'll pray for people that were affected by the storm. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I will do that. Anyone else?
Good morning, sister. How you doing?
Good morning.
I have a prayer request for Daniel, who was involved in a serious accident during the storm. He hit a patch of ice, and they had to lifeline him to the hospital. So if you would lift up Daniel for healing and his wife, Heather.
Daniel and his wife, Heather?
Thank you. And yes, his wife, Heather. She wasn't injured. Daniel was.
Okay. Accident and storm.
And then during the ice storm. And one other request for my uncle David.
Which city was this in?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Which city was this in?
Say that again.
Which city is Daniel in?
In Alabama.
Okay, okay.
And Port Rosette, if you can, you seem to be far away from your phone. If you can turn your volume up and be closer to your phone, we would greatly appreciate that, please.
Okay, okay. Is this better?
Much better, much better. Thank you.
Okay, okay.
And I have one more request for my Uncle Daniel, David. He's waiting for a pay increase on his job. I'm just praying that the Lord would give him a major increase for his salary.
Okay.
Thank you, sis.
Yes, will do. All right. So is there anyone else wanting special prayer? Okay, I'll go with these. Loving, merciful Father, we want to thank you so much for waking us up this morning. And I'm coming, Lord, realizing that your will is the best will, Lord. You know, you've said, Lord, that if we seek you, seek your kingdom first, that all these things will be added unto us. And you know, Lord, exactly what we need and when we need it. And so I'm coming, Lord, on behalf of your people, asking you, Lord, to intervene in a mighty way in all of the lives of the people who've been affected by the storms, Lord. I'm praying, Lord, that you will send the help that they need, Lord. Help them to know that you are there with them. Comfort them and heal them, Lord. In a special way, I pray that you will be with Daniel, who was in the accident in the storm, and you know all about his situation. I pray that you will be the balm in Gilead that he needs, Lord, and bless the doctors, Lord, with wisdom. Even now, Lord, I pray that you will touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet and help him to know, Lord, that you are a great healer and that you're there with him to not only comfort him but help him in every way possible, Lord. Pray that you will continue to be with his wife, Heather, too, as she is there with him, and encourage her, Lord, as she is there encouraging Daniel. I just want to thank you, Lord, for David and the work that you've given him to do, Lord. And I want to agree with Sister Shannon to give him a major pay increase, Lord, so that he will know it's from you, Lord, and not from man, but that these are blessings, Lord, that you are able to work and do, Lord, through the situations that we're in and the various people. I pray that you will grant him favor, Lord, in such a way that he will know, Lord, it is from you. And I know it's possible, Lord, because someone just called me, a friend of mine just called me last week and told me how they got such a big pay increase. And so I know, Lord, that you are in the business of rewarding and blessing us, Lord. And so I'm praying, Lord, that you know exactly where you want him to be using his gifts and talents, and praying, Lord, that if it's there, Lord, that you will make a way and provide. And if not, Lord, send him to where he will be blessed and favored, Lord, because of the work that he's doing. Praying, Lord, that you will help us, Lord, to just get out of your way and to be mindful, Lord, of the fact that you know what's best. Your eyes run to and fro in the earth, and you have that aerial view, Lord, because you can see what we can't even see, Lord. And so I'm asking you, Lord, what I have failed to ask, fail not to grant it unto us according to your will. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you so very much for that prayer. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. You know, let me tell you, God never fails. God never fails. I've done so many, you know, we're doing so many programs in the course of a month, and sometimes our schedules are so busy. And last night, the program was just incomplete. And oftentimes, because it's a lot of material that has come together, and all I can remember is, God, I'm exhausted. And God, that's your program. I'm just going to turn it over to you. Let your will be done. And let me tell you, you know, I'm so grateful to you all, so many of you all out there who come in at the 11th hour and you show up and you do an awesome job on the program. And I just have to say this, because when you turn things over to God and you trust him that is going to come through, I can just tell you from my experience, he's never failed. He's never failed. And, I mean, only maybe a fourth of the program was done. And it's like, you know, God, all I can do is just turn it over to you. And then you have people who, like I just got a text message. We didn't have a singer for the song of meditation today. And a young lady just sent me a text, Sister Osborne, Tanisha Osborne, and she said God woke her up. and she immediately thought about me. And at the same time, I was sending her a text. At the same exact time, I was sending her a text. She said to me in her text, God woke me up and you came to my mind. She said, are you okay? And I was just telling her, you know, that happy Sabbath, and I didn't have a singer. And she said she would sing. Now, that's when God is, that's when you know God is working in your life. When he is, remember the thing says, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And when he's working on all of our behalf, he's working on our behalf because you give it to him and you leave it there and you trust him and you go on with what you have to do. You trust him. You're not trying to go back and I didn't even have to call her any of this. And another one, I mean, Sister Brignotta B, I haven't spoken to her. And here it was that I'm thinking, oh, my, I should have reminded. But that's a lady who never needs reminding. She never needs reminding. Sister, I hate to call the names because I know I'm going to forget someone, but Port Rosette is another one. For some reason, they either put it down on their calendar, Sister Shannon Bright, this morning. It's like we were falling short. Again, the program wasn't complete. And Sister Shannon Bright sent me a message, good morning, my brothers. I'm here for anything you need. That's God, you all. And I haven't spoken to Sister Shannon Bright personally on the phone for weeks, but she seems that God always sends the people. He wakes them up, whatever it takes to get his point across, to get his message out there. He intervenes. And all I just have to do is call upon him. And I just want to listen, you all, this is not about me. This is about God's people, all of us. And I would be remiss if I don't tell you this part. Several years ago, over 20 years ago, I want to tell you this here because I think it's relevant about when you call on God. And I know I'm taking a little extra time, but this is important. It comes into my spirit. Okay, someone's listening on their radio at the same time. So if you can mute your phones, we would greatly appreciate that, please. So what happened, my van, at the time I was in the van by myself instead of my family, and I was, for some reason, you know, sometimes speeding. For whatever reason, I used to like to speed, especially I was on I-95 in Miami, Florida, and it was raining. It was raining. I knew I was speeding. I don't even know where I was going and why I was speeding, but I always would speed. And in this rain, the van all of a sudden hydroplaned. And what that means is that there's water that gets between your tires, and for some reason, like you get to a puddle of water, and what the hydroplane, it lifts those tires up. And then that means the four tires are not on the road. And so now the other tires don't really know what to do. The front tires don't know what to do, but the back tires, hydroplane, causing my van to spin. And it begins spinning. And there was an 18-wheeler coming up on me on the left side. And all I could do was call Father. I just uttered out Father. Not even Father, thy will be done, but just Father. That's all I had. I saw that 18-wheeler coming. And it came by me, and within a split second, I don't know how that it had to be God. That 18-wheeler with this long trailer passed by me while I'm spinning in place. And then as it passed by me, I ended up going off into a ditch, turning over, and got out with not even a scratch on me, not even a scratch. All I could do was call out the word Father. Not even Father, thy will be done, but just Father. That truck would have smashed me. And for some reason, God stopped time. It's like he stopped time while I'm spinning because that 18-wheeler, by man's law, of physics and man's law of time, that truck was supposed to have hit me and smashed me up. But God stopped time to let that truck go by. And I ended up in that ditch, turned over, and got out, standing up with not even a scratch, not even dizzy. And that had to be God. That was God. And that's just one of the experiences I've had in that car. I'll tell you all another one when we have more time. But when you trust him, and I can't say enough, you know, even my mentor, Pastor Roll on the line. He's you know, he's so grateful and so thankful. Even when he's not feeling his best, he's still on the program. So I just had to, I'm saying to God, God, I'm grateful for all the people that you wake up to be on your program, God, on your program. And thank you all for bearing with me. It's just that when you got good news from God, you can't hold it. You really, really can't hold it. So at this time, we're going to go ahead with a brief testimony with Sister Sparkles. Sister Sparkles, for your brief testimony.
Good morning. Okay. When Dr. Walker asked me to give a testimony, I gave a blind yes. Then I thought to myself, I don't have a testimony to share, but God quickly brought to my remembrance all the bad weather and dangers he has spared me from. And I had to quickly say, Lord, yes, I do have a testimony to share. I would like to testify to all the things that could have happened to me this past week. With all the bad weather I've experienced in other places across the country where others have experienced bad weather this past week, the West Coast has been bombarded with rain, and all over the country, actually. I thought, God, how good you are and how good you have been to me. That you saw fit that nothing traumatically happened to me this past week. I testify to say God is good, and he has spared me, and I thank him and praise him for it. When I look and see Texas and some of the Delta Mississippi and some of the people who have been flooded out of their homes and lost everything, It just humbles me that I can't take anything for granted, and I praise God for everything that he has spared me from. I testify of how good God is when I see myself like an invisible person walking around, because saints, we all are, if we're in Christ. The truth be known, you see, Satan has plans and darts he tries to throw at us each and every day, to knock us off of our game, to cause something unfortunate come across our pathway. But I praise God for being invisible from all the darts Satan had that did not strike me, but instead bypass me. I am truly thankful. I really am. For all the plans Satan had for me to throw me off, cause destruction in my life and my family, God did not see fit for it to happen. And I praise God for it. Thanks. I just want to say, let us not take a day, a minute, a second for granted, but in everything praise God, as I am praising God and thanking him for this day, right now, for the opportunity to share with you this testimony of how God is sparing me, protecting me, and building a shield around me from dangers seen, but definitely from dangers unseen. Thank you for letting me share this testimony with you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for that, Sister Sparkles. It's just amazing just to be grateful, just to be thankful, just to be grateful. We're going to go and be blessed also with another brief testimony from Sister Brianna Bay, and that will be followed by our next prayer warrior, Sister Neela Lewis. And she'll come up. Sister Neela Lewis will be our next prayer warrior after Sister Brianna Bay. Sister Brianna Bay.
Okay, thank you for having me on again. I just wanted to share a briefing with the BNC audience. This year, well, no, last year, actually, about August, I would say, I had prayed earlier that year. I had a $102,000 student loan. And, you know, this went from $80,000 to $102,000 from about 2018 since when we went through COVID. So throughout my life, I've been going to school all my life. And I have a bachelor's degree in credit, but I only have an associate. So I was always, you know, a single parent sometimes. I was married, but I always was in and out of college just trying to make it. So when I moved to Georgia in 2006, you know, we went through the class in 2008. I jumped back in school. Got one of them crazy, unsubsidized loans because I ran out there like, look, you can't get any more loans. And it was always a no-no. Don't ever get the unsubsidized. But I was dependent on my loans to put me, you know, to help me with my bills as I was working trying to get my bachelor's at Georgia State. And so eventually I ran out of money and I had to just leave school. I went for 3 years. So now I started out with about $40,000 there, and then all of a sudden $40,000 was $80,000. And then coming out of COVID, it was they put a pause on it. It was $102,000. But I said, Lord, this is a lot. My debt's a long time to buy a home. You all know what that's like. And so I made up my mind earlier that year. I said, you know what? I'm just going to take the $100,000. I'm going to make it. I'm going to sell insurance. You know, I'm going to go into my own business. I am going to pay this loan off. It's just $100,000. You know, I said, okay, I won't make that much now, but still, it's just $100,000. And yes, that's a lot of money, but I'm a daughter. I have to stop looking at me, and I've been learning, get you out the way. You serve a God. So I had applied for the loan program, and they blocked it. They said no. I asked for $10,000 for the grant, $10,000 for the loan. And they said, no, we're not giving it to you all. Oh, wow, okay. So I get this letter, and I didn't pay any attention, so I said, okay, it's time to pay this student loan. You know, they're coming out of repayment. So I put the letter up there. And so Toby said, you can check the mail. So I went there, and I had a letter for a check for $125. And I almost tore it up because I thought it was one of those loans that, I mean, one of those, you know, people always trying to get you to buy something. And I said, I don't need no car loan. And so I almost tore it up, and it was $125. And he said, oh, you overpaid. I said, okay, I thought so. So he said, will you please check your mail? So I said, okay, let me go ahead and look at this thing loan. It's time to pay. And they said it wasn't going to be that much because of my income. And so I opened it up. And they said, congratulations. It came from the president and the vice president. Congratulations. Because you have, they said, first of all, they said, the previous administration, we don't know what happened with them, but we found this loan forgiveness is already on the book. We don't know if the previous administration knew about it, but you qualify based on your loan has been repayment for 25 years. As of today, we congratulate you from the White House. $102,000 wiped off. $0. I was like, no way. I was not even real. I went to the website, the student loans, zero. I went to my credit, zero. It's gone. Just like me. I said, Lord, you are a mighty God. All I prayed you was that you I would pay it. And now it's gone. And I didn't ask for it. I asked for 20. And you gave me 106. So I praise God for thank you. That's
hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That is powerful. That is powerful. I need to be praying for my student loan, too. Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing. And this time we're going to go with We're going to go with Sister Nila Lewis. Sister Lewis, good morning. And we're bringing you on now as our second prayer warrior. Go ahead, Sister.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy
Sabbath. Good morning. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes.
Praise God for that testimony. Hallelujah. Praise be to God, you know. I have a little testimony, too, before I go into prayer. My little testimony is to thank God. I don't know how many of you remember when God went into the thing.
Sister Lewis, you went out. Sister Lewis?
I can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. I was saying I have a little testimony to share with you all. I don't remember, some of you might remember, when I gave my testimony how Jesus Christ went down into the enemy's camp and he took out my son. He took him out by the hand. Hallelujah. Because he was raised up in church. He was raised up with Christ. And when he turned 20, he wanted to know about the world. And he said, Mom, that's why I went out, because I thought there was something better out there, something better than Jesus. But I found nothing to compare with Jesus. And so Jesus brought him back. And so that has become very, very special for me. And so this week, you know, everybody tasted, I don't know, maybe all the states tasted of this wicked, wicked, wicked weather that we had. And in Texas here, we went down to 11. Some places in Tennessee, they said they went down to 1. But anyhow, my son was supposed to go to work, I think it was Monday. And I called him. Or he called me and I said, are you going to work today? And he said, yes, I'm going to work. I'm going to get some sleep now and go to work. I said, no, it's 5 o'clock here, so it's 6 for you. Just go to work in the day while it's light and take a nap in one of those rooms and before you go to work, because you won't be able to make it in the night. But he doesn't have a TV. He doesn't have a TV, and he chose not to have one, and I don't blame him. But he woke up, and when he went to his car, he said he saw a lot of ice on the car. But because he used to live down there in South Dakota and all those, he knew about negative 50 and all that. So he scraped off his car and said, I wonder why all this ice is here. So he jumped. He jumped in his car and passed off to work. Okay, maybe somebody's phone is open. I don't know, but I'm hearing myself. But anyhow, he started off, and he started spinning around on the freeway. He said, oh, something is wrong there, right? And so he prayed. He said, Lord, please help me to go back home. So God took him back home. And when he went home, he said he took a picture and sent it to his workplace to make them know that, you know, I can't make it here. It's ice on the street. And so one of the managers said, don't worry, Andre. We'll come for you because we have four-wheel drive or something, Rover. And he said, I don't think so. And anyhow, he called me and he told me and he showed me the picture of the ice. And I prayed. I said, Lord, they said they're coming to pick up my son in 4-wheel. I don't care what kind of wheel, but Lord, help him not to go back out there. Let him go into his bed. And so they didn't come, but in the morning they came to pick him up. Okay, and so they took him in the morning and which is better. But I'm just here to give God thanks that God spared my son from that icy road. He did not even know what he was heading for. But God saved his life. And then I said, oh, here's my son's picture. I had to kiss him because I had seen him for a long time. But praise be to God for sparing my son and for sparing all others who are maybe now on the line praising God this morning. It was not easy weather, but God has spared our lives. Praise be to God.
God. So now let us pray. Let us pray and let us give God thanks. Let us give him the glory, all the honor due to his wonderful name. So do you have a prayer request this morning? Hallelujah. The prayer line that I'm coming from this morning, Sister Loy has a prayer request for her sister Donna. Her sister Donna was taken to the hospital because she was having pain in her chest. They did CT scan and MRI and all those and found that she had clots in her chest, clots in her lungs. And so we want to lift up Sister Donna this morning. Oh, praise be to God. Praise be to God. Because as a nurse, I know when you have one clot in your lungs, it's death. And here she has multiple. So we want to give God thanks this morning and pray and thank God for what he has done for Sister Loy. Sister
Lewis.
Anybody else? Yes.
Sister Lewis, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, this is Rosette. I would like special prayer for a friend of mine. Her daughter is suffering from mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Erin, E-R-I-N. So I want you to say a special prayer for her that God will heal her in her mind, and that and any other of our family members who are suffering with anything related to mental illness, whether it's anxiety or depression or whatever it may be, that God will intervene.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. He hears. Anybody else? Praise God.
This is Neil. I have a prayer request for my grandson. His name is Christian, and he is battling mental issues as well, more so like depression and rejection. He's just 14, and he needs prayer. And if you could just lift him up in your prayer, I would greatly appreciate it.
Praise God. And who is this again?
It's Gail.
Sister Gail. Sister Gail. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lord hears. Praise be to God. Any other person?
Good morning, Mrs. Ben Floyd. I have three simple requests. The first one is for Katrina Garcia. She's my cousin. And her husband was tragically killed only after a year of marriage. The second person of family is Amanda Smith. Young lady also. These people are both in their 30s. Died of an air embolism in her lung.
Jesus.
And the third request is for myself. This prayer request is to continue to walk in the knowledge and the light that God has given me, to strengthen me to be a warrior for him. And to focus on the assignment and not the issues. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Praise be to God. You know, I know your name, my brother, but I just cannot remember. What's your name again?
Ben Floyd.
All right. Ben Floyd. Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus knows your name. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. One more prayer request.
Sister Lewis is on the road here. Would like you to continue to play.
Oh, good. Sister Lewis, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Sister Lewis?
Finances and I always recommend you share with people.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I have a prayer request.
Sister Lewis, there's one more. There's one more.
Thank you. I have
a
prayer request. Thank you so much. I have a prayer request for my 20-year-old, my 21-year-old grandson. He's been brought up in the truth, but now he's living really, really reckless, and he's doing things that will land him in prison. So his name is Cameron, and I also want prayer for myself. I've been really blessed listening to all the testimonies, and the doctors said my case is hopeless, but I believe God can help me. So I'm just asking prayer. Thank you.
Give her your name.
This is Maria.
All right, that's Sister Maria.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. A long time I haven't heard you, Sister Maria. I've been trying to get you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. Let us go to God in prayer. Be anxious for nothing. Oh, praise be to God. But in everything, thy prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. Oh, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Jesus Christ. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Oh, hallelujah. Prayer is the answer to every problem in life. It puts us in tune with divine wisdom, which knows how to adjust everything. So often we do not pray in certain situations because from our standpoint, the outlook looks hopeless. But nothing, oh hallelujah, but nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is so entangled that it cannot be remedied. Oh, praise be to God this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you have heard our cry. You have heard our cry. You have heard our cry. Yes. Dr. Lloyd Barnes is asking for healing for her sister Donna, who was emboli in her lungs. Jesus, you have saved her. And the other test, I think she said the doctor found some cancer. But Lord Jesus, you are the ruler of cancer. You are the ruler, Jesus. You are the ruler. Nothing is impossible for you. And so we come up against cancer this morning. We come up against cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up a standard against cancer in the name of Jesus. Relieve our bodies. Relieve your children's body of cancer. Cancer. The cancer of sin. The cancer of sin in the name of Jesus. Clear up our minds, Jesus, so we can think only on Jesus, so our bodies will be relieved because our minds are relieved in the name of Jesus. The Rosette comes to you, Lord. Oh, for earth is Erin, in the name of Jesus. Please take care of Erin's mind, the mental illness. You see what the old dragon is trying to do, to tear up our children's mind, tear up our relatives' mind, tear up our spouse's mind, so that they can walk after him. But in the name of Jesus, clear up our minds. Let us read the word of God. Let us pray daily, minutely, hourly, in the mighty name of Jesus. Set Aaron's mind straight, God, and help him to turn to your word and learn how to trust you. Take him out of this mental illness, Jesus. Give him some strength in his figure and his bones. Give him some strength today to step out in Jesus' name. Lord, Sister Gail is asking prayer for her grandson, Christian. Well, he also has mental issues, only 14 years old. You see what the old dragon is trying to do with our young people, because Jesus called our young people, say, come on, young people, you are strong, you have vigor, you have might. But the old dragon wants to turn them around for himself. And so, Father, go into his camp this morning, Jesus. You are the only one who is able, who is powerful enough to go into his camp. And children, mighty God, save them from depression. Save them from mental illness and bring them home to you, Jesus. Go, Jesus. Work, Lord. Even when we can't see you, your are working. Even when we can't see you, you are working. You're the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the miracle worker. Promise people in the name of Jesus. Oh, oh, dear brother, in the name of Jesus, Brother Deloy, in the name of Jesus, he's calling out for Katrina. In the name of Jesus, her husband was tragically killed. Oh, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be with her in a special way. Raise her up, lift her up. Put her on your shoulder, Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, take over her mind so she will not end up in the mental health institution. Give her peace, God. Give her peace that nobody else can give. Only Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, to pray for Amanda Fields. In the name of Jesus, yes. Embolism. Embolism. Oh, God of mercy, Lord. Take that lungs in charge. Take that lungs in charge. You are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Moses. And our brother is asking for self-control in the name of Jesus. Raise him up, Lord, and take away his weakness and give him strength. Give him strength, Lord Jesus. Help him to walk in the light as you are in the light, Jesus. Help him to walk in the light. Praise to God. Keep him, Jesus. Keep his mind. Keep his mind focused on Jesus and not on the issues of the world. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we call upon you for Pastor Rowe. In the name of Jesus, be with his eyes, mighty God. Help that these injections will be beneficial to his eyes, Lord. Help him, Jesus, to seek after natural remedy, to rest your natural remedy in the name of Jesus. That castor oil, Jesus, that pure castor oil, that pure castor oil, help him to rub it over the eyes because it's healing, mighty God. Mighty God, it's healing. Put some cabbage over it, cabbage and castor oil. Heal his eyes in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. I remember on that Sabbath day, you took dirt and you spit on it and you put over the man's eyes. He was blind. God said, open your eyes. Oh, praise be to God, and he could see. So anoint him, Jesus. Anoint your man's servant. Anoint him in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Dr. Walker's show. Please, Lord Jesus, please, Father, raise up people so that I'll be my fellow to finish the work in our generation. The time is far spent. The days are at hand. Now is the time when we should work for the Master, because only what we do for Jesus Christ will last. And so last but not least is the Maria. Oh, mighty God, thank you for the woman of God. She loved you, Lord. She loved you. She loved you with all her heart. And give her strength as she prayed for her 21-year-old, her old grandson, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, come in, Lord. Take control. Take control of this young child and lead him into righteousness. Lead him into righteousness. Connect him with you, Father. And when you come to place your chosen ones home, all of us who are here, all of us who are here this morning, and all those who couldn't be here, we pray, Lord, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Take charge of this program. Take charge of this speaker in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. And amen.
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 Thank you so very much for that. Thank you so, so very much for that. This time we're going to, the hour's escaping us, and that's my fault. I take full responsibility for that. We want to be able to give the speaker due diligence. So at this time we're going to go forth with our final prayer warrior in the person of Sister Shannon Bright, who will bring us a very brief testimony just before she goes into prayer. We'll take the prayer request, and we're going to ask that you all mute your phones because some noise is coming in if you don't have a prayer request. Sister Shannon Bright, we're going to ask that you be kind enough to pray for the speaker of the hour, Sister Gail Holmes. Sister Gail Holmes will be bringing us the message this morning. So we're going to ask for a special prayer for her, that God will give her the inspiration to give to us all, that our hearts will be blessed, and he will receive the manifestation of his glory. All right, Sister Shannon.
Good morning. Good morning, family. Can you hear me?
Yes.
How many of us know that God answers prayer? Just say amen this morning that God answers prayer. Amen. 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 My testimony, I'm going to try to be as brief as possible because as Dr. Jesse said, time takes us and I can be long-winded, but I had... it was an elderly neighbor that I had, so her arthritis got really bad, so she wasn't able to go up and down her stairs, so she moved. I was very sad to see her go. So the new neighbors came in, and when I saw the new neighbors, I saw the lady in the yard, and I went over and I went to introduce myself. Well, lo and behold, I thought it was a lady, but it was a man with breasts. So him and his partner moved in next door, and I'm like, okay, Lord, here's something for me to pray about. So I welcomed them to the neighborhood and paid for them to get their grass cut, you know, just being friendly as new neighbors. And then I began to pray just about the situation because oftentimes we hear people say, the word says love the sinner, not the sin. But actually, that's not biblical, but that's what we're supposed to do. Because that's what Christ did. He loved the sinner, not the sin. And no one sin is any better than any other. But God loves the sinner and all of us and not the sin. So long story short, it began to be constant men running in and out of the house. So long story short, they had like a brothel going on over there. Just men in and out all the time, any time of the night, just parking where I couldn't hardly get in my driveway. I would have conversations with them about that. Then we had a conversation. They have a dead tree in the backyard. It fell down, tore the fence up a couple of times. We had a conversation about that. They wouldn't fix it. Just horrible neighbors. Then all of a sudden, there's this evil seeing eye. They put it in the window. A huge, big eyeball just on their curtain on the window. So a couple of weeks ago, I started praying, you know, just praying over them, and I was like, Lord, I want them to move. Lord, I want them to move. That was my constant prayer. I was coming down the street, and you see their house. There was this collagen eyeball. You could see it from the end of the street when you turn, this big collagen eyeball just looking at you because they didn't really have any curtains. And I said, Lord, have mercy. I'm living next door to the devil. I said, Lord, I want them gone. And quickly, the Holy Spirit convicted me. He said, stop praying in a selfish way. You need to pray for them that their change will come. The Holy Spirit just told me I needed to pray in a different way. Long story short, it's a for sale sign. They're gone. But I'm going to tell you how I changed my prayer. I changed my prayer to, Lord, have your way in these young men's life. Show them that you are God. Have your way. So I stopped praying so much for them to go away, but for the Lord to make a change in their life and that they have no peace in that house with the lifestyle that they're living. And when I noticed, when I started praying that prayer, less men started showing up. And, you know, I did see a change, but now they're gone. And, you know, I'm going to continue to pray and lift these young men up, even though I'm happy that they're gone just because of the situation and the atmosphere and everything that was going on. But what we have to do is we have to really pray and just say, Lord, have your way. Because God knows what we need. And if it was the Lord's will for them to stay there, they would stay there. But the Lord stopped it for them to move on. So we just have to really be conscious of our prayers and how we pray for people. We want to pray with a heart of love, a Christ-like heart. But above all things, all of our prayers need to be, Lord, have your way. Because God's way is the best way. And he's always going to take care of us. Amen. Okay, so I want to go ahead and start with our prayer request. Does anyone have a prayer request this morning?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Sister Tanisha. I have a prayer request, an unspoken prayer request, and a prayer for my family. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there another prayer request?
Perhaps some of you all on me. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. This is Sister Louis. Good morning, my dear daughter.
Good morning, Grandma Susan.
Please pray for my grandson, Micah and Zion. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, Brother Ben Ford again. First of all, I want to thank you for that testimony because that just answered a question that I had from last night about a conversation, how we should pray for others. Most people don't realize that when we pray for other people, it is not about our own personal thoughts about things. It is God's will for other people because he desires to see everybody saved. And if we could just look at it from that perspective, we wouldn't have all these negative connotations about things. So I thank you for that, my sister. So my prayer request is simply this. Lord, let the words that come out of my mouth be representative of you, that I may speak life in every situation and not see judgment or condemnation in anybody. That's my prayer.
Hallelujah. Ooh. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Is there another? You want to go with those three, Dr. Jesse?
I think somebody else wants to come in.
Okay. Yes, this is Lorenzo. I'm not, would you pray for my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchild that's not born yet?
Amen. And congratulations.
Thank you.
You want to go with those, Brother Jesse?
I think somebody else wants to come in as well. We'll just wait it out for another 30 seconds for anybody else. Is there anyone else? All right, we will go ahead and we will.
I'm sorry. Just remember there was a lady that I met at my dad's doctor's office, and she needs prayer. Her name is Stan, and she's going through some things, so her name is Stan. Thank you.
You're welcome, my sister.
Anyone else? Okay, Sister Shannon, I'll also have a special prayer request. I woke up this morning to an email that the D.C. Committee on Admissions, that's the bar exam that I'm to take next month, they are denying me special accommodations. But it's not troubling because I'm going to appeal that. So I ask for a special prayer that not my will, but God's will be done. Thank you.
Amen.
All right, we'll go with those if no one else.
Amen. Let's go before the throne. If you can kneel or bow your head, I'm going to kneel this morning. Father God, Lord, we thank you for waking us up. Lord, we thank you that when we woke up, we could wake up. Lord, it had nothing to do with us. It had nothing to do with the sound around us, clock, none of that. Lord, it's just because your yes is yes, your no is no, and your way is way. Lord, we are so thankful that you gave us a yes, Lord. So many that ended in 2023 did not make it to 2024. So, Lord, we do count ourselves as being blessed by the best God. Lord, I ask that you forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness, creating me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me, and my prayers to go higher than the ceiling of the room that I'm in this morning. Lord, we have many requests, Lord. Lord, the good thing about you is you are a God that knows all and sees all.
But, Lord, you said in your word that you still desire for us to come to you, to talk to you, and to make our request known. So this morning my first request is for Sister Tanisha, your child. Lord, she's asking for prayer for her family, Lord. Lord, oftentimes I've heard people say, if you want your prayers to be terrific, make them specific. But you are a God, even when we're not specific, you know all things. You can look into our hearts and minds and know exactly what we need. So, Lord, you know what Tanisha's family stands in need of this morning, God. Lord, I ask that you bless them, that you keep them, that you bless them with healing, health, restoration, financial blessings, sound mind and body, Lord, all the things that you desire for us. And, Lord, you are a good God, and you said no thing will you withhold, no good thing will you withhold from us, your children. So I just lift up Sister Tanisha's family and Sister Tanisha as she has offered prayer requests for her family this morning. Lord, we know in life nothing is a coincidence. Sister Tanisha said she met a lady named Sam that's in need of prayer at the doctor's office. Lord, you know what Sam stands in need of, oh God. Lord, I ask that you bless her, that you give her peace that surpasses understanding, that you do all the things that you do. And we just going to let you, because you're God, let God be God in all of our situations, oh God, have your way. Lord, I lift up my grandma Lewis. I call her my grandma because she's not old enough to be my grandmother, but she reminds me of my grandmother that was a mighty prayer warrior. So I call her Grandma Lewis, Sister Friend. Lord, this mighty woman of God, Lord, she didn't ask anything of herself this morning, Lord. You know what she stands in need of. You know how many souls that she has blessed with her powerful, powerful prayer life that she leads, that she lives, Lord, and always willing to pray for someone, Lord. So bless my sister, God. Lord, be with Micah and Zion and Andre and Adrian and all of her children and grands, Lord. Lord, in this season, it's a tough season, not only for adults, but for young people. So, Lord, I ask for a hedge of protection around her children, grandchildren, and everyone on this line and mine and all of our children and grands, Lord. Lord, just for the hedge of protection to be around them, because the word says Satan wants the sisters that weak. Lord, and if he can't get to us, he's going to get what's closest to our heart, which is our children, Lord. So, Lord, just continue to bless our children. Continue to draw them closer to you. Continue to let their spiritual eyes be open that they may see, and their ears that they may hear your will and your way for their lives, Lord. Lord, block the hand of the enemy, Lord. Lift up a standard against the hand of the enemy against our children and grandchildren, Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Lord, I lift up Brother Ben Floyd. Lord, not my will, but your will. Lord, use me as you wish, Lord. Lord, and as the brother said, Lord, we have to pray for your will, because the Holy Spirit quickly convicted me that I was praying wrong. And so many times we pray selfish prayers because we are fleshly beings that are selfish and self-consumed. But, Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that is always convicting our hearts, interceding on our behalf, guiding us, directing us. Lord, in the word, when you said you were going to leave, but you would leave the comforter behind, because, Lord, you knew that we would need it. So, God, I just thank you. And I lift up Brother Ben Floyd because he says that he wants to pray your will in his life. So, God, just have your way in his life as well. You know what he stands in need of. You know the prayers that he prays in his secret place. God, you said that you will reward our prayers openly, that we pray in the closet in our secret place. So, Lord, I ask that you bless him, keep him, cause your face to shine upon him, and guide him in everything that he does. Lord, I lift up Brother Lorenzo, that is a faithful demon slayer, as he said. I love that name, demon slayer, Lord. Because, Lord, we really need to be about your business and allowing you to fight our battles and to slay the demons. Lord, we're no match for the devil, but God, nothing is too hard for you. But you did say in your word that you would give us power, Lord. But we know that all of our power comes from you. And Lord, as I pray again over children, grandchildren, and his expected grandchild, great-grandchild, Lord, bless him. Bless his family. Bless his children, Lord.
keep a hedge of protection as you did around Job, around our children, and the people that have grand and great children, great-grandchildren. And Lord, Dr. Jesse, we thank him that on this line, we can come and all touch and agree one thing for sure, that we are lovers of God, Lord, and we want to do your will, and we want to draw closer to you. So bless him. Lord, you know what he needs as far as this bar exam. Lord, you know what he stands in need of. You know the desires of his heart. So, Lord, I ask that you bless him, and as he said, have your way, because God, you are God, and you do as you please. We can ask, but when you do according to your will and what's going to be best for us, God. So, Lord, anything that I have not asked, Lord, I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit that's always interceding on my behalf, Lord. I call the Holy Spirit my permanent prayer partner because, Lord, the Holy Spirit will never leave me or forsake me and will always guide me. And thank you for Jesus that died. So this morning, we can come to you boldly yet humbly to the throne, and we don't have to go out and get a sheep to kill and slay for sin and forgiveness. So, God, we just thank you for everything that you do, God. Lord, it just gives me goose pimples when I think of such a good God you are. We just thank you. I lift up the speaker of the hour, Gail, this morning, Lord. Lord, I ask that you anoint her, that you touch her, that you give her a word from on high, Lord. Lord, that we don't even see Gail, that we see you in Gail as you speak to us through your word this morning, through our sister. Bless and keep her, bless her family, bless her comings and her goings and all of the things that she has prayed for, God. And, Lord, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are good and your mercy endures forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for such a beautiful prayer. We may go an extra 10 minutes, you all, over the time if you all care to stay with us. The system should hold us up on one of the platforms. If you lose that platform, you can go to the current platform that we're on. Most of you all are already on it, but if your platform goes out, you will want to switch over to the new platform. I will send a text to anyone that's on the other platform if you need to switch over. All right. Our speaker of the hour is a newcomer to our team. She's on our other shows during the week. She's married for a number of years, mother of two adult sons. She's also a grandmother. She works as a social worker, and she also owns her own business. She's a faithful, devoted, loyal servant of God. When I asked her to speak, she simply prayed and uttered yes. After the song of meditation, the next voice that you should hear will be that of the servant of God, Sister Gail Holmes. Hear ye her.
Good morning, everyone. I put on my heart how great thou art. Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. And when I think that God his son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away our sin.
thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, when Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take us home. What joy shall fill our hearts. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gail Holmes. I am the newcomer, and I appreciate you all. I'm staying on the line to hear what God has to speak through me. But I do want to say a quick prayer. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you that your word goes forth. Father God, I thank you that you prepare our hearts to receive. And Father God, I ask that you speak through my vocals, speak through my mind. Let it be all of you and none of me, in Jesus' name. And today, I am going to speak briefly on how to align your life with God's will. And I would just like to give you the scripture of Galatians 2:20. Where it says in the New Living Translation, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And Father God, I just thank you right now. So Father God, my intake on that is that we have to renew our mind to what the Word of God says in order for our will to line up with Him. And when we are, and when we're not obeying the Word of God, it's hard to renew your mind. So we have to be mindful at all times to stay focused on what God is telling us to do. It's like a cell phone. When it needs a new update, you have to update your phone when it tells you to. Otherwise, it's not going to operate the way it should. So if we stay in God's Word, to renew our minds so we can get the new download of what He's telling us to do, to follow Him. That means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person, a new creature in Christ. The old things passed away. We have to get rid of the old and bring in the new. And that's when you have been born again. So our spirit should be craving the things of God, not the things of the world, and not looking at what the world has, because whatever the world has is temporary, because whatever we see is subject to change. So in order to continuously align our will with God, we have to stay focused on Jesus and Jesus only. We have to remember that whatever we see, whatever we do, if it does not line up with the Word of God, which is God's will, that we have to constantly renew our minds and ask the Holy Spirit to help and lead and guide us. Because the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord, so we have to continuously to stay focused on Jesus. But in Romans 12:2, it says, don't copy the behavior and customs of the world, but let that change
transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And when we change the way we think, our will align with the will of God, our minds. And then we will learn how to know God's will for us, which is good, pleasing, and acceptable. So as long as we continue to align our lives with the will of God to help transform us, change the way we think, don't think like this world system, which is when we get bombarded with the news and all of that, it affects us. That's why, me personally, I don't listen to the news to where it's going to drag me down, because this is very depressing to listen to the news all the time. But we have to remember that God's word is above everything that we hear. So whatever's going on in this world, God has allowed it, but he has given us power and authority over it. So we just have to continuously to pray to God, stick with his word no matter what. But it's he could take up the cross daily and follow him. So we have to remind ourselves, whatever we see, whatever we do, just continuously to stay focused on what God wants us to do. And putting our old nature is old, put on our new nature, which is renewed in the Spirit of God. So it's just, sometimes it just mind-boggles to me that how we can say one thing and do another, but we have to, if we're not focused on what God is telling us, we will have prayer closets and continue to ask God to align our will to be done. Let it line up with his, because he knows what's best for us. We don't know, but if we stay close to him, he will lead and guide us the way he has purpose for our lives to be. And he brings, allow us to go through things just so we can trust him, and he will show us and direct our path. So this is the way of life. So we just have to continue to allow God's kingdom to take authority over our lives and not be moved by circumstances and situations that happen in this world. And things are going to happen, but we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And we have to remind ourselves, whatever goes on, that God has already given us victory and authority over it, and we just have to trust him no matter what. It may not seem, because he takes the foolish things to confound the wise. So we just ask God for wisdom in every circumstance and situation, and he will give us that wisdom. He will give us the words to say. When we run across people in the marketplace, in the grocery store, no matter what, that if he asks us to minister to them, we got to align our will with his and be obedient. Because he said if we be willing and obedient, we shall follow him no matter what. So I really didn't have, you know, just a lot of things, much to say, but I just wanted to share. It's not a testimony, but just aligning your will with God's will. It just takes, you have to get rid of self. Don't be selfish, but be selfless, so you can follow the will of the Father. Taking up our cross every day to follow him, setting our minds and focus on the word, and not be double-minded by circumstances and situations that happen in our life. But God will lead and guide us into all truth if we continuously to speak him every day, not, you know, whenever we need him. But we need him 24/7, 365. There's not a second out of a day that we don't need his direction, and that we need to align ourselves with his will and just trust him. And when we put our trust in him, I know for sure that we won't change circumstances and situations in our lives, but we have to just stay focused on him no matter what. I'm not going to prolong this time since it's 8:26,
But if anybody have any questions for me, I'd be more than willing to share.
I think they're all muted. But that concludes your message this morning.
Pretty much so, yes.
All right. We want to go ahead and thank Sister Gail for such a timely message. A timely message. I don't know about you all, but she certainly blessed my heart this morning with a reiteration. She reminded us to renew and update, just like our phones. You know, sometimes they need recharging. Well, they need recharging all the time. So when we charge to when we align or charge ourselves with God by putting ourselves in alignment with Him, He will give us that rejuvenation, that recreation. You know, He will download what we need. She also reminded us about that we become a new creature in Christ Jesus. We become the old is gone, the new is taking place. Just like the Bible tells us that you can't put new wine in an old bottle. She reminded us that aligning our will, in order to align our will, we must stay focused on Jesus. And what happened with Peter when they saw the Spirit of God, Jesus walking on the water, and they weren't sure what it was. And Peter called out, "If it be you, Lord, then cause me to come out." And I'm paraphrasing here his language, "cause me to come out." And so, as long as Peter had his eyes on Jesus, he was able to walk on the water just like Jesus was doing. But then Peter perhaps came into himself and realized that I'm walking on water. And at that point, he took his eyes off of Jesus and he began to sink. And Jesus stretched out his hand and brought him back up. And so as long as Peter could keep his eyes on the prize, long as Peter could keep his eyes on Jesus, then he was able to stand firm and stand on that water. So she reminded us the importance of aligning our will with Jesus by staying focused on Him. She talks about renewing our minds with help of the Holy Spirit. Don't think that we can do it by ourselves, but count on the Holy Spirit.
Okay, hold on.
All right, we got somebody interrupting. Please mute your phone. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so she reminded us of transformation. She talks about our changing our thoughts, our thinking, to align ourselves with God's will, not as the world does, but through the Spirit of God. She talks about the fact that she doesn't even watch the news because she knows the negativity that it can bring within your spirit. And this is taken from her distractions of not being focused on Jesus, aligning her will with His. She reminded us also that God's word is above everything in this world. God's word is the only word that's absolute. And she constantly reminds us to stay focused on what God wants us to do, not make it about self so much, but be selfless in our thinking. She asked us to ask God to allow us to line up with His will. Even Jesus on the cross asked the Father to take this cup from Him. But then at the end He said, "But nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done." And see, to have that, we must line up with God's will. And even Jesus, the Son of God, knew that things had to be in the order that His Father would have, His will, because He reminded us also that God's will is the best will for our lives. She also reminded us to trust God where we can't trace Him. Trust God, trust God, trust God, something that Pastor Roll always says. She reminded us also that obedience is the key. Align with God's will. Align our will with God's will. And as she concluded, she talked about God's will. We align it by taking up our cross to follow Him. And she said, don't just do it for 365 days. I mean, do it every day for the full 365 days. And this year we have a leap year. Do it for the full 365 days. Or 366 with the leap year. So she reminded us of that. So with that, it was a powerful message, you all, a very powerful message. And I think that should be all of our prayer is, God, help us to align our will with Your will. Nevertheless, not our will, but Thy will be done. And thank you, Sister Gail, once again for that pouring out that the Lord was able to use you. At this time, we're going to, I want to just do a little housekeeping and ask that you all mark your calendars. We're getting ready, all ready to go into February. And mark your calendars for, I believe it is February 10th. February 10th. That will be our Miracle Prayer Day. Mark your calendars, please. If you would like to participate on any of the programming, please contact any of our co-hosts. Contact me personally. You've got several people out there that you can contact, Sister Lewis, Sister Shannon Bright. I mean, the list goes on and on. Sister Principal LeBron, there's so many people that you can certainly contact to be on our programming. If you want to do a testimony, you want to do a praise report, you want to share the goodness of God, you want to be a prayer warrior, you want to sing. We're missing singers. So if you want to be, you want to sing, anything that you can do to praise God on the mission. If you want to be a speaker, please, anything that you want to do to benefit God's program, we're certainly grateful for that. All right, so that's February 10th, which is our next Miracle Prayer Day. If there's nothing else, we're going to go ahead this time and ask Pastor Rowe if he would unmute. We're going to unmute him over here, and we're going to ask Pastor Rowe if he will go ahead and give us our benediction.
Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory. To the only wise God be honor, glory, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen.
This concludes our programming. Happy Sabbath. Shalom. Have a good day, everyone.
Have a good Sabbath day, everyone.